听力课堂，听 class.com。
Reading task.
Sinbad's second adventure. On the second evening, Sinbad's friends were eager to hear his second adventure.
Tell us,
they said, of more wonders that you have seen. So Sinbad began describing his second adventure.
For many years I was happy, but as time passed I longed to visit distant lands and cities again. So, having purchased some goods, I set out again in a new ship with a strong crew. Aided by a favorable wind, we sailed for many days, selling goods and buying more. At last, we arrived at an island unknown to us all. It had trees covered with delicious fruit, as well as many beautiful flowers. The birds sang in the trees, and rivers flowed quietly by. We left the ship, and I wandered off on my own through some grasslands and sat down by a stream. It was so peaceful and warm that I presently fell asleep. I cannot tell how long I slept, but when I awoke, the ship had gone. Seeing the ship disappearing into the distance, I threw myself down on the sand and cried bitterly. At last, realizing that this was hopeless, I climbed the tallest tree to examine my unknown island home. From its top, I looked in all directions. Suddenly, I noticed something extremely tall, round and white in the center of the island, and I knew I must discover what the shape was. So I set off. As I drew near, I found, to my astonishment, that the object had no entrance. The surface was also so smooth and slippery that it was impossible to climb. Yet it was tall enough to be a building, so I was confused. As I walked round it, I counted my steps. There were 50 altogether. But the mystery solved itself when an enormous bird appeared out of the sky. This bird settled on the white object, covering it completely. So I quickly guessed that it must be an egg of some sort. Terrified, I hid behind a tree, but at the same moment I realized that perhaps the bird could help me escape from the island. So I quickly took the rope tied around my waist and attached it to the bird's leg. I told myself that perhaps it would carry me away from this lonely island to a civilized land. In any case, I argued in my head that wherever I was taken must be better than where I was now. I lay awake all night, fearing to sleep in case the bird flew away while I slept. At daybreak, the bird rose into the sky, carrying me with it. I clung fast to the rope, too frightened to look down. At last, we came to rest on the top of a high hill. Quickly untying myself, I looked around me. There seemed to be nothing but long sticks. But as I looked, I saw the bird pick up one of these long objects and disappear back up into the sky. Looking up, I saw the object move and understood at once that it must be a large snake. So being careful where I walked, I ran down the hillside into a dark valley. There, I sat down and cried bitterly for the second time. At last, when I could cry no more, I looked about me. Surprisingly, the ground was shining. This seemed strange, but as I examined the rocks more closely, I saw that they were large diamonds. They were so perfect that they made the whole valley glitter in the sun. Choosing the largest diamonds with care, I filled my pockets with as many as I could. But what good were these diamonds to me if there was no food or water nearby? Should I walk around and try to find a way to escape? I stood, undecided. If I moved on, I might find myself in even more danger. But if I didn't, I might be forced to spend my life forever in this valley. What was I to do?